Newmarket resident Gloria Ressler is a voter looking for some change in the town. Like dozens of others, she wanted to see what the candidates had to offer at a municipal candidate meet and greet event last night at the Newmarket Community Center and Lions Hall. "I'm a firm believer in getting to know all candidates, and just to meet them face to face. You can have a piece of paper, which is very nice, but I think the read of the person is very important," she said. "Newmarket needs some changes, clearly, so I just wanted to come and meet the people who are running." More than a dozen municipal candidates made their pitches to Newmarket residents September 27 at the event hosted by the Newmarket Chamber of Commerce, so residents could meet almost every candidate face-to-face. Chamber President and CEO Chris Emanuel said they were pleased with the turnout, with dozens making their way through the doors. "We're battling rainy weather, but it was nice to see some people engaged in the electoral process," he said, adding that the hope for the event is to educate voters and hear what the candidates have to say, and for the candidates to hear from residents. "There was a fair amount of passion and dedication from the candidates," Newmarket resident Gonzalo Arania said. He added that affordability and traffic congestion is top issues for him in the election. "You get to know the candidates very well, I can't complain," he said of the format. "It's very interactive." Still, some voters lamented that this was the only scheduled all-candidates event. No organizations have publicly announced any debates with Newmarket's municipal candidates. "This is all we have left," voter Judy Perry said, adding that a debate makes a huge difference. Chris Morris said debates would offer a chance to find out what candidates stand for in a different way. "Without debate, it's the same old," he said, adding he would like to see someone who's got a bit of vision. Most candidates from Newmarket's races were in attendance, including for the contested council seats of deputy mayor and councillors in Wards 1, 2, 4, 6 and 7. School board trustees were also in attendance. Aurora resident Stephanie Wong said she wanted to get a better idea of the issues getting discussed in other municipalities, even if she could not vote in Newmarket. "I'm happy to see there is democracy. An engaged electorate is still alive, happening, in Newmarket," she said. "I want to encourage that by showing up and letting people who are running realize that what they're doing is a good thing." Town staff was also on hand to give residents information on how to vote, with the period running from October 15 to 24. The town is encouraging voters to ensure they are on the municipal voting list and will also be hosting a voting open house event at the municipal office at 395 Mullick Doctor from 7 to 9 p.m. Ressler said she hopes to see improvements in areas like transportation, plus seniors' recreation and in the managing of development. She added it is great to have a chance to meet with candidates to see what they think and feel. "It's important that we have this opportunity.